Well, the 40th annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival, Planet Bluegrass is very proud to present the Masters of Bluegrass. Thank you.
took too much for granted.
Thank you. Well, while he's singing here, I'm going to get, I'll introduce the guy behind me here. We're going to do a little trio with Bobby Alford here. And how about a hand for Brother Jerry McCary? You want to do that? Now, we're going to try to help Bobby with this trio here, not mess him up too bad. If we mess you up, why, just sit in front of us, okay? This is one entitled We Could.
Is the moon coming up?
Thank you.
get back to the schedule now. We were going to get him to sing a song that he wrote years ago and made it famous and popular. And later on, no, not Rocky Top. He'll do that later on. But this one is kind of Pain in My Heart. Classic bluegrass songs with Bill Monroe back in the middle 50s, and there's just a whole number of them that he played on, and they're classics now. But right now we're going to get him to play you a pretty waltz tune, because he can sure play some pretty waltzes. I thought I'd get him to play Cheyenne, but I don't think he's going to do that. He's going to play you a waltz, ain't he? Bobby Hicks, how about a hand for Bobby Hicks?
Thank you. Some years ago, and he started his own band, and now he's a member of the Grand Ole Opry. How about a nice hand for Del McCurdy, would you?
Jimmy Martin and Paul Williams years ago, and then he, of course, that wasn't the beginning of his career. He had a career before that, and he's got a big one after that, and because he's been having a band for years and years now, and recorded some of the best music in the world, and Ricky Skaggs came out of his band, Tony Rice came out of his band, and I wish I had it. He called me, but I couldn't go. All right. Anyway, he's gonna pick you a good tune right now. And now this is a good song. It's a good tune for when it's snowing. It's entitled Sled Ride.
Thank you.
want to sing you a song here. You know, back when I first started learning how to sing, I listened to the Grand Ole Opry all the time. And the first guy I ever heard was Ernest Tubb, you know, so I tried to sing like him and did for a while. And when I got about 15 years old, my voice changed. We went to practice, where it's at now. And I always loved this song, always did sing it, still do. And what it, I'm going to sing you one of his favorite songs. And it's a song that was written by Floyd Tillman. I don't know if any of you remember that name from years ago. Hope you'll enjoy this one. It's starting off with one song. I'm driving nails in my coffin.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. The old crossroads. Sure hope that you enjoyed it. I want to play a tune here with the man that I've been playing for quite a while, and I hope that y'all will enjoy this tune tonight. One I wrote a few years ago, and a few years ago, my brother and me, we did some shows with the symphonies across the country. And I found out some things about the symphony. People that play in the symphony, they play by music, of course, and they have to have a set music before they can play anything. And I couldn't understand that, but also they couldn't understand why people like us stand around and play and talk and grab on the stage and just play anyway. I was honored that they picked this tune that I had written to play, do the symphony part of it. But I want to play it here for you tonight. If you think it's going to sound like that symphony, play it. Nuh-uh, it ain't going to sound that way. It's called Cherokee Lady. Thank you. And this tune I'm about to sing for you, Bobby Hicks played on the original of this back in the 50s, and it's one entitled "I'll Never Love No One But My Darling."
Thank you.
we get out there and sing one. All right, let me hear from you now.
Man, the air's awful thin up here. I don't know if I can do this. All right, here's one call. Take me as I am. I'll let you go.
Many of you have heard it, I'm sure.
the people. Boudreaux and Felice Bright wrote the song. Mr. Bright was from the state of Georgia, and Felice was his wife. She was from the state of Wisconsin. And they wrote many, many songs for different people in the country and bluegrass music. And this is one that they were writing here. And by the way, too, in Gatlinburg. Anybody, ever been to Gatlinburg, Tennessee? They go up there. They lived in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and they go to Gatlinburg and write songs. They had, they stayed in the same room up there at the Gatlinburg Inn, and they had good luck in writing their songs in that that room there at the Gatlinburg Inn. And they wrote this song, "Vote Rocky Top," in that room. And so I took my band, the Rocky Top Express. We played it there a couple weeks ago, and I got a chance to. When I got there, I didn't know which room we had. We had some rooms there at the Gatlinburg Inn. So, but they told me, they said, we're gonna have you stay in the Rocky Top room. So I didn't know that they had a Rocky Top room at the Gatlinburg Inn, but they sure do. When I got into the room and put my suitcase down and everything, I looked on the wall and had a lot of pictures up, and they got a little plaque on the wall. It says, "Rocky Top was written in this room," and I got a chance to stay in that room where Rocky was written. Trivia there, and I thought maybe some of you might enjoy that. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Bobby Osmond. Woo, I'll tell you what. Well, now the fun tonight over. We're going to call a guest up here, and this gentleman has been here at this festival since 1975. You all know who I'm talking about? Let's give a very big hand to Sam Bush. You know, Sam Bush and myself, we've been doing some shows, just the two of us. We don't have no sound system, no bass fiddle, no nothing. Don't even have no instrument, just been a singing it. I'm just kidding about that. We do play the guitar and the band.
May I just say something? Because I grew up outside Nashville, Tennessee. All these guys I heard play on the Grand Ole Opry. And you got to know, without these fellas, there wouldn't be any bluegrass music played today.
Good to see you all. bit about trace your little footprints in the snow.
In the sea.